It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more of the Spiegel and Holmes show, live from Stadium Swim inside Circa Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's been a fun couple of days here at Circa Las Vegas Resort and Casino. If you have not been out here, this is the place to be. There are some pools that close in the winter. Circa doesn't. Why? Because their pools are heated. You get that sauna action when it does get a little cool and into the 50s here in the desert. This place is bopping. You've heard it all day if you've been listening to the show the last couple of days.
Absolutely. And we got a thing. The Score's got a thing here with Circa, man. Like, there's a whole bunch of Score listeners. I was just talking to a guy right now who's been a listener of both of us, has loved us on different shows for years, is really enjoying the show. Very cool to talk to him. He was listening to me apparently 2 days before the Cubs played in the Field of Dreams game and heard me saying, I gotta go. I gotta find a way to go. And I eventually did. And he decided to find a way to go. Picked up his son at day camp that morning, and as a surprise, just drove his son to Iowa and went to the game. And
what a great surprise.
Is that an unbelievable surprise? But he said it was inspired by listening to us talk about it here on the station. I love that kind of connection with the listeners in that way, man.
By the way, after us, the guy who left the Field of Dreams game early, Chris Ranji, will be hosting starting at 6 o'clock. That is a true story.
He left the White Sox one early?
Yeah.
Yeah, like seventh inning before the TA homer.
Yeah.
He was trying to avoid traffic.
Which I get because it was like one way in, one way out.
I lived it the next year. But what are you going to do? Wait for the next time you're at a game in the cornfield?
You know Ranji.
The hell is wrong with you?
I got to go boxing. I got to get out of here.
What is he, a Dodger fan? I mean, what the hell?
Cardinals.
That's worse.
Yeah, even worse.
That is even worse. That's true.
But he'll be on at 6 o'clock tonight.
Oh, good for him.
So you can talk to him about all of that stuff if you want.
Yeah, he was at the Bulls game last night. He left in the third quarter.
Oh, man.
He left with 20 seconds left on the clock.
This game is over. Did I ever tell you guys that my dad and me and my brother were all watching the Doug Flutie Boston College Miami game in our living room? And my dad, literally with 10 seconds left of the game, said, I've seen enough. After the Melvin Bratton touchdown for the Miami Hurricanes, he said, that's it. I've seen enough. And he turned off the TV as a joke. And me and my brother screamed He was only joking, but still, I'll never forget. And it just came back into my head. He's, I've seen enough. And he turned it off. And we're like, what the hell is wrong with you? Then he turned it back on just in time to see Flutie hit Gerard Phelan for the touchdown.
I'm glad that you at least had that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So at least we saw it.
That is top-notch stuff.
Dude. Pretty fun to be watching that one as a family. I know that Jed Hoyer and his kids will probably be watching football games. Jed loves football. He's a fantasy football guy. I don't know if he... I don't think he gambles on football. I wouldn't out him that way.
I enjoy when you get the cross sports love where, you know, Theo might want to talk to you about the Bears or I don't know if I ever told you this about Theo. Like when they built Sloan, I went out there and I was like, man, this feels like a football facility because obviously that's what I did for a long time was cover the NFL. And he said, actually, I talked to the Patriots about how they built their place and we wanted to kind of replicate what they were doing. If you go into the Cubs clubhouse here, it's at Sloan or at Wrigley, it's unique the way that it's laid out. And he's like, we wanted to have as many meeting rooms as possible, like NFL teams. Like, so I love when there's cross sports like contamination. Rick Hahn, crazy Bears meatball. Obviously, Kenny Williams is a guy that played football, also a crazy football meatball as well. I did not expect Jed to fall into that category, but he was real comfortable yesterday when we asked him about what was going on with the Bears.
Jed, thanks so much for the time. Good luck this season, and we appreciate you jumping on with us.
Always. Enjoy Vegas, guys. Don't think I was going to leave that out, you know?
Well, one of us is enjoying Vegas, and the other one is not.
Can we get down on anything for you? An NFL future.
But, hey, listen, I like what the Bears have done a lot this offseason. I feel like, I know that's one I would buy hard on. I feel like when you look at how many close games they lost last year and, you know, the fact, you know, now they're with a better line. And, I mean, I know their schedule's hard, but it just feels like that's one where they could be really undervalued in a good play.
Jed Hoyer.
Jed, Bears meatball. Let's get it.
Hardcore. All right, let's break that down. They lost a bunch of close games. That's an indicator on the coaching.
Uh-huh.
They fixed the offensive line. Yes.
That's the offseason, him getting to the offseason.
I know the schedule is hard.
Uh-huh.
Means that there's like a level of knowledge and research that has gone on.
And?
I think they're undervalued. You could find some value. Methinks the man might have an app or two on his phone. What do you think?
So if you're thinking about maybe doing that Bears over on wins, Jed is has given you a path to making that your thing.
Yeah, he really has. That's interesting.
That's so fun.
Oh, man.
I like that when – I mean, I feel like Billy doesn't watch anything other than basketball. I feel like Billy – instead of watching current baseball or football, just watches old tape of basketball.
You know, you've given me a great idea because tomorrow night, I'll be back in Chicago in time tomorrow night to go to the Bulls game, invited to the Bulls game. And I believe we're going to have at least a short audience with Arturis Karnishevas and Mark Eversley tomorrow. Good timing for them, by the way, for the Bulls to be in this particular moment.
Come on out of hiding now. Things are looking great.
Hi, remember us? We've won 9 of 11. How you doing? Good to see you.
Remember you were making fun of those last 38 games?
Yeah, you were.
And now we're about to give Josh Giddey $100 million.
He can suck it, and you can suck it, and he can suck it. Can I say that? I think I can say that. No?
Probably not.
That's all right.
No, you're fine.
All right, thank you.
I think you're fine.
All right, well,
with that.
I appreciate it.
Bleep you. No, bleep you.
We're not talking about what you're sucking.
Look, you're cool.
I don't want to
bleep you.
I don't want to have a carrot top situation.
And I'm out.
Yeah, you know? But anyway, it's like.
Hasn't Baby T been through enough today?
I think so.
Tyler, you've done an incredible job, man.
But I'm going to ask AK and Mark Eversley. I'll find out what other sports they're into. You know what I mean? To your point. Because I don't think Billy's into anything else, but AK and Eversley, and it's a great
Eversley,
way to have like.
Is he Canadian?
He worked with the Raptors. He might.
Mark Eversley?
I don't know, but I think
he's from Oklahoma.
It's a really good entree to like normal human.
He was born in Toronto.
Born in Toronto, so yeah. So I'll find it. Maybe he's a big Argonauts guy.
I mean, then all of a sudden, right? Then we make our way all the way back to Mark Trestman.
We get to Trestman, or maybe he's a Jason and the Argonauts guy. You know,
I mean, that would put him in a whole different
category
area of the world.
Are you guys cool with Rick Hahn talking football next week?
I'm always cool with talking with Rick Hahn.
All right. He wants to talk Bears next week.
Good. Let's do that.
Can we also talk baseball with him?
No. Or just... Absolutely not.
No?
No. No. Football only.
All right. I won't bring up the trade for Dominic Fletcher.
And the DFA.
The Fletcher trade happened on Getz's watch. I think the Fletcher trade is a Getz trade, right?
Yes.
Did they trade for him? Or was that a free?
No, they trade. Christian Mena, the pitching prospect.
Oh, everybody's favorite.
Christian Mena. So I don't know what he's doing in the Diamondback system. I'm not sure about that. Thanks for asking.
You got a week to find out.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But yeah, I'm always down to talk with Rick and definitely down to talk football with him.
All right, he wants to do Bears next week.
Right. Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me. Absolutely.
Oh, there's one more thing I wanted to say before we get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Doug Bruno. He announced that he retired. Yeah. For those of you who don't know who Doug Bruno is, he's a longtime women's coach at DePaul. 39 years.
Crazy.
A whole bunch of Sweet 16s and tournament appearances when the DePaul men's program was just a struggle bus. Always had the women's program and just like a bunch of great players like Allie Quigley along the way. Even now, it's sad that Anissa Morrow transferred to LSU, but she's having an incredible season down there in Baton Rouge. And Doug Bruno coached the 2016? He's part of the coaching staff for the 2016 Women's Olympic team that won gold. He was on that. You talk about a Chicago character. Like, just someone that you can't deny that this dude is Chicago.
It's a name I've heard forever, and I'm familiar with the resume. I've never actually met or talked to Doug.
Whether it's the Blue Demons or the Chicago Hustle, his work in basketball is legendary. One of my favorite coaches to ever deal with. I'm very happy that he's had the impact, not just the career, but the impact on women's basketball in Chicago that he has.
Speaking of the Chicago Hustle, did Les Grobstein used to do play-by-play for the games of the Chicago Hustle?
Yeah.
That is a score OG play-by-play connection that we failed to mention.
Well, and he used to do UIC hockey?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So Les did a lot of games as a play-by-play person. Because we talked about this earlier, like all the different connections to play-by-play.
And I mean,
score lineage.
If we wanted to like really extend it out, Shu does stats for a lot of play-by-play teams in the city as well.
The Bulls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of Hub Arkish, obviously. Like the
sideline for Westwood One for a lot of years.
And analyst.
Analyst for the Bears
For the Bears stuff.
Antoine Fast Domino. Hub Arkish.
Yeah, man. Like Hub doing Bears games, straight up Bears games, is a chapter that some listeners might not even realize.
Which on the call for the Fog Bowl.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good call, Tim.
Which is awesome. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to land the plane. And then Speeds and I are also going to get on planes.
Yeah, damn right.
That's next here on The Score.
Daddy needs a sleep.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.